I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Shemati shasaris chalitz v'chotzen l'ishtor. Rabbi Yeshua said that I heard that a saris can do chalitza and they can do chalitza to his wife. V'asaris lo chalitz v'lo chotzen l'ishtor. And then I heard also that a saris, he cannot do chalitza, and also you can't do chalitza to a saris's wife. V'ainli l'farish. And I don't know the explanation. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Ani afarish. Rabbi Kiva said, I'll explain and I'll tell you the difference. Sris adam chalitz v'chotzen l'ishtor. If a person became a saris while he was alive through man, so there was a point in time that he was fertile, and then he became a saris. In that case, cholitz v'cholitzin l'ishto, he can do chalitza, and you can do chalitza to his wife. Bipnesha haisa lo shasa kosher, because there was a point in time that he was fitting. Srischama lo cholitz v'lo cholitzin l'ishto. Srischama is a person that was a saris from the time he was born. Chama is the sun, so it means he never saw the light of day when he was not a saris. So the second he came to the world and saw the light of day, he was a saris. Lo cholitz v'lo cholitzin l'ishto, so he cannot do chalitza, you can't do chalitza to his wife, neshalo haisalo shasa kosher, because he never had a fitting time while he was not a saris. Rebbe Elazar omer lo, ki el a sris chama cholitz v'cholitzin l'ishto. Rebbe Elazar says the opposite, that a sris chama can do chalitza and you can do chalitza to his wife, neshalo refua. The difference is, because a sris chama, if he was born that way, Rebbe Elazar says that there's a refua for him. Sris Adam lo cholitz v'lo cholitzin l'ishto mipnei she'en lo refuah. But a Sris Adam, where there was a makkah, something like that happened, there is no refuah, so therefore there's no chalitza that he can do and you can't do it to his wife. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira ben Megusas. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira was made on this person named Ben Megusas. Shaya b'Yerushalayim Sris Adam. That he was in Yerushalayim and he was a Sris Adam. The yibmu es ishto, and they did yibm to his wife. L'kayim divri Rabbi Akiva. To be mekayim the words of Rabbi Akiva. This is the edus of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira that supported Rabbi Akiva, that as long as he wasn't born this way, you can do yibum to his wife.